To be Microsoft is to have a dreadful disadvantage in the 21st century. First, you have to pay a lot of money to make software. You employ a lot of people, you have buildings, you have coffee, you have creamer, you have paper clips, you have pensions, and you have healthcare. Then you have to sell the software. And again, you have buildings and people and rubber bands and paper clips and pensions and healthcare. And you have to protect the software. And so you have armies of barbed wire stringers, and you have cost of wire, and again, the pensions and the healthcare. And when it's all over, those immense revenues net out to a few millions or tens of millions of dollars a year that can be spent on lawyers and strategists to eradicate the freedom of free software, which is just one tiny little project over at the edge of what it takes to beat the brains out of the competition, which you have always assumed you had some kind of God-given right to do. We have no cost of making software. Bright people all over the world clamor to make the software because they want to. And we have no cost of distributing software because massive multinational corporations that know how to vend IT at levels of skill and daring that Microsoft is hard-pressed to match clamor to distribute the software at their own expense because it's profitable to them. And we have no cost of protecting the software because there's no barbed wire in the system. You can just take it and be free about it. We have to protect people's right to make it, and we have to protect the freedom of it. But protecting freedom is a whole lot less costly than stringing barbed wire over everything and having to fight everybody who seeks to be able to hack. And so when it's all left over, we have a couple of millions of dollars a year for lawyers and strategists to make software free no matter what Microsoft says. And this is the funny part of the story, is that we have been focused on doing this job, keeping software free no matter what Microsoft does, for 15 years. Microsoft's only just begun to focus on what to do about freedom, and its initial instincts are, unfortunately, rather ham-fisted because they got used to crushing stuff or buying stuff. And dealing with stuff you could neither crush nor buy requires a whole rethinking about what to do, which is kind of like the how to rethink software engineering to make a product better in a world where sharing has been proven to be more effective than not sharing. In general, this is part of the overall institutional challenge of being Microsoft. In a way, we downsized before we ever started, whereas they have to go through the whole agonizing transformation of the industry from inside in order to reorganize internally at the level of radicalism that is necessary in order to compete effectively in the 21st century. They're going to have to cease to be the Microsoft in which they've all grown up. And that's a very, very powerful and difficult risk to take.